We're talking with Tyler Norvell, the Oklahoma Youth Expo. We're just, 60 days or so away from the 2016 edition of OYE, 101st adventure of the Youth Expo.
Yeah, it's here. We showed pigs over the weekend with my daughter. There were 6 jackpot hog shows this weekend on Saturday in Oklahoma, and there are pigs everywhere. People are excited. It's fun to get out and talk to them and hear the excitement. There's a lot of things to be optimistic about. You know, a lot of people are concerned that the oil and gas economy, the ag economy, is a little bit down. We had a tremendous year last year, the best ever, but with money that was given out. But I think we're in a great spot. I think it'll be our second best year ever in terms of the premium sale and scholarships given out. And it's still very positive. People still want to be involved with the program, even though resources are tight. And that lets you know we're doing what people want us to be doing.
What's going to be new this year about OYE?
Well, one new thing is we're having a Hereford pig show. And when people hear that, they think a Hereford pig show. And it is a new breed. It's not a new breed. It's a breed that's being shown more. The animals are really great quality. There are Hereford pigs everywhere. I think the Hereford Gilt Show may be bigger than the Hampshire Gilt Show because our hamps is getting harder and harder to find purebred hamps. So that's one thing people are really excited about. We will not have a Hereford class on the Barrow side. One big difference in the Barrow Show this year, the Barrow Show will be terminal. It was that way for many years. In the mid-2000s, with some of the issues we had with hogs and the lean issues and stress, we had a hard time finding a buyer. I wasn't there at OYE then, but remember hearing the stories. And it has not been terminal since. We have located a buyer now. We are going to make it terminal. That was recommended to us by the ag teachers, by the Port Council, the State Vet, and the Oklahoma Department of Ag said it would be a good thing, and mainly because of disease control, a lot of disease issues in hogs. And it's a good lesson for students to learn. Some have been disappointed they don't get to take their pigs back home and harvest them and sell them in the community for meat. We understand that, and it's a two-sided issue with reasons to either have it terminal or not terminal, but we've decided to go back terminal. And I think it'll be a good lesson for those students to learn about disease control and why we need to do the best biosecurity measures we can as producers to keep the food supply safe.
And I guess, you know, the decision to go terminal, that's one aspect of making sure that you're teaching these young people a lot of lessons. But they learn a lot of lessons about animal rights, animal welfare, animal well-being, and just the proper handling of whichever species they're dealing with.
That's right. What's interesting is there are fewer and fewer students that come and exhibit at Oklahoma Youth Expo whose parents make their living out of production agriculture. You see chapters like Owosso, Guthrie, Jinx, John Marshall. Their numbers continue to grow. Well, we know those parents probably aren't involved in production agriculture. This is one of the few programs left, and really maybe the only program left in FFA and 4-H that give kids actual hands-on experience in production agriculture. And I think we take that for granted quite a bit in the show ring. We still need to be teaching kids this is how you raise animals. This is why we do it to feed the world. But we have to produce a safe product for the consumer.
As far as leadership is concerned, you continue to emphasize a lot of the leadership aspects with OYE.
Yes, leadership's key. We award scholarships to the seniors based on their leadership experience. We have the Diamond Hats to do their program for young ladies to build their confidence and teach them leadership. And the reason why is because it's what our sponsors want, and it's good for the kids. So it's you're killing two birds with one stone. As I've said on here many times, sponsors continue to come to us and say, we're sponsoring your program, one, because we want to help the kids. But just as importantly to us, we want those kids to know who we are when they come out of high school and college, so they'll come to work for us because they're the kids that show up to work on time. They're honest. They work hard. They have character and integrity. And that's why the leadership aspect is so important. FFA and 4-H do a great job of building leadership in those kids. We just want to be another partner that helps build those characteristics in the young people.
Right. Dates this year for OYE.
This year's show was March 9th through the 18th, and I may say one other big change we had is the doe show was moving to the first weekend, so the female goats will be showed on the first weekend instead of during the week when the weathers are there. Mm-hmm. That's a big change. But March 9th through the 18th, the grand drive will be Thursday night, March 17th in the big house at the State Fair Arena, and then March 18th at 4 o'clock will be the Cell of Champions in the State Fair Arena.
Well, one thing I didn't ask you, what are any particular challenges on the fairgrounds this year?
Well, other than the big expo building they're building across from the State Fair Arena, we had to deal with that issue last year. It will be finished this summer, but we will have to deal with the parking issues with that. But other than that, nothing really different than last year.
They've really got the buildings, the actual barns themselves, in great shape.
They do. They're awesome. They've continued through the MAPS project to renovate all those barns. The State Fair continues to be a great partner, and I'm really excited once they get that big expo center done across the road. I don't have any plans set in concrete of what we're going to do with it, but we're really brainstorming about how we can grow and how we can utilize that area to make OYE even bigger and better.